Warning, we're all hopped up on sugar and caffeine while dealing with a Tito's buzz, and can't control our language. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Men. My name is Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show, where we read you the Florida man type stories that you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
New stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida man-like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And we got an email from a listener this week. Subject line was Florida man-ish story.
Florida man-ish?
Man-ish. Kind of Florida man-like. My name is Thomas B., and I am from Wilson, North Carolina. I was scrolling through the news on my phone when I came across this article. If this story isn't Florida man-like, I don't know what is. Well, thank you, Thomas. Suspected Walmart thief hid in trunk and covered herself in Mountain Dew.
That is why I hate Walmart.
Yeah, this is from JocoReport.com. That stands for Johnson County. Wilson, North Carolina woman, was charged with shoplifting from the Clayton, North Carolina Walmart after she was allegedly found trying to hide in the trunk of her car. On May 21st, store loss prevention personnel reportedly observed a woman placing merchandise in her purse instead of her shopping cart.
That's usually a dead giveaway.
Yep. When the woman was approached by staff, she became confrontational and ran out of the store. That's usually the second clue. Clayton police officers arrived and immediately began searching the parking lot, but store staff reported that no cars had left the parking area near where the woman was seen running. The officers searched that area and found no one inside the cars. They quickly reviewed video surveillance to identify the suspect and watched the video of the suspect first entering the store. They were able to see exactly which vehicle she arrived in and returned to the parking lot and found the exact car. No one was inside the car, but the officers noticed that the trunk lid was ajar, and there was a slight movement, as if someone was trying to hold it closed. The officer asked the person inside to come out, and the woman appeared. The woman was drenched in sweat and claimed she poured a can of Mountain Dew over her in an attempt to stay cool in the sweltering heat of the trunk. Yeah, just pour some Mountain Dew that's been sitting in the hot trunk. That's going to cool you right off.
Dump it over your head.
Now you're hot and sticky.
Now you're hot and sticky.
And wet.
And wet.
Officers located a bottle of wine, a package of laundry detergent, and a small Little Mermaid children's toy totaling $16.83.
Wait, been taken. Wait, back up. Yep. So what'd she steal?
A bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine. All right.
A package of laundry detergent.
Okay.
And a Little Mermaid children's toy.
Well, at least she was thinking about the kid.
Well, yeah, you know, anytime you go to Walmart, the kid wants something. Got to shut him up.
$16.83 she got busted for.
You got it.
What about the Mountain Dew she took?
No, it didn't say she took it. It was in the trunk already.
Oh.
34-year-old Melinda Reeves was charged with shoplifting/misdemeanor larceny and formally trespassed from all Walmart properties.
Oh, that's worse than jail time.
Well, yeah,
because like that.
Because, well, I mean, what other store in some of these rural areas? There's no other stores except for like the Quickie Mart or the 7-Eleven, and
they jack their prices up. Au contraire, my friend.
Dollar General,
and Family Dollar.
Yeah, but Walmart's cheaper.
It's not
usually on most stuff.
It's not.
They're the low price leader. But
whatever.
Yeah, anyway.
I will pay three times whatever it is. I refuse to go to Walmart.
I'll pay double to go to Target.
Yeah.
She was transported by Clayton police to the Johnson County Jail and later released on a $2,500 secured bond. So that $16.83 cost her at least $250. And you know she's getting a public defender.
Oh, yeah. All right. That is an absolute pathetic plan of shoplifting.
How'd you like to be in the jail cell sitting next to her sticky Mountain Dew ass?
It's like every time she turns the corner, like Velcro. She can't walk. Her arms are stuck to her.
No. You're not sitting in this chair.
No.
When I write you up, you're just going to stand there. You're not going to sit down and get my chair all sticky.
God almighty. All right, that's our listener quickie story this week, and that was a good one. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a trunk with a warm Mountain Dew.
Really?
Yep.
You went there. As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Welcome this week to... Blah! Take two.
Speaking of Tito's buzz. Where we read you the...
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did someone Florida-like. God almighty.
This is why we don't usually do three.
Amber. Personal stories where someone you know are...
Yeah.
Fuck.
You had it. Iowa school... Store loss prevention...